Justice March. Over 100,000 Australians recently demonstrated across the country on the March for Justice, demanding an end to sexual violence against women. The demonstrations took place in capital cities across the country, including a large rally at Parliament House in Canberra on the 9th of March. Capturing the anger directed at the Australian Prime Minister, one sign read, "So I have to be your wife or daughter for my rights to matter?" Socialists stand with those marching for justice, and we also point to the need for a new society as the only way to rid ourselves of sexism and other forms of discrimination. The catalyst for the protests has been the crisis plaguing the government Scott Morrison leads. Former Liberal Party staffer Brittany Higgins opened the floodgates of anger when revealing that, after reporting an alleged sexual assault by another staffer, she was treated as a political problem. Since then others have come forward. Reports then emerged that a senior minister in the government was the subject of an historic rape allegation. The minister has since been revealed as Attorney General Christian Porter. He denies the allegations and is on leave. The woman tragically took her own life, and the allegation was never formalized with police. As no police investigation can proceed, there have been calls for an independent investigation to determine if Porter is a fit and proper person to act as Australia's first law officer. The government has resisted these calls, and now Porter has launched a defamation case against the journalist who broke the story. With the government in management mode and refusing to acknowledge and act on the issues at hand, people took to the streets to demand change. The crisis facing the current government underlines the urgent need to build a new party that stands for the rights of women, people of color, workers, and the environment. We must link up our struggles behind the common banner of socialism. Ultimately, only socialism offers a lasting way forward. Sasha Doyle, Melbourne, Australia.